when he lost his temper, he used to go mad, didn't he?
Get out of the way.
He didn't strike anybody, he just went bananas. I mean, he didn't hit anybody, he just went absolutely bananas, that's all you can say. He just completely lost it.
Are either of you like him?
Yes, John's got his temper.
Have you?
Well, I've got a temper, but it don't very often go, but it does, it probably not so much now, but it can do. It can be get very, very heated and very upset sort of thing.
Was he affectionate?
No.
I honestly never really remember Mum and Dad cuddling or anything like that.
Neither of them were. Well, Mum liked you, she didn't like me.
Oh, bloody hell, liked her. Well, you were spoilt, she spoilt you, didn't she?
Well, she compensated, didn't she? She didn't.
Marie had to have steak, and we had whatever else was going, that's what it was.
Now, I've been led to believe that Mum was forced to eat all sorts of horrible vegetables.
No, it was. No, she didn't. She had the
yes,
best.
Yes, I did as a child.
Well, I don't know about that so much, but in later years, we had the steak and we had whatever else was going.
Now I get the truth. But was that unusual for parents in that era to be...
Well, Pam always says that we were... a more upper-class family than what her family was. But I think that was the only reason was that, because that time, Dad... I mean, my father... I can remember my father being called up to go into the Dutch army, because there was an army in this Dutch army in this country. He went off in the morning, and we never expected to see him again. And in the evening, he came back and said, "They don't want me, they won't take me."
But they didn't tell him why. So he carried on working like a maniac, didn't say why, and he got a leaking heart valve. And it was quite about 3 or 4 years after
Is that what you've got?
Mm. Mm. And that's when he had to...
It didn't kill him, though, did it?
No. He couldn't ride his bike up and down hills, and he walked. But he still did a full day's work and everything, like I do, but... Especially, told him what to do, and he followed it to the letter.
So, when did your father become ill with cancer?
Oh, 90. When he died,
Pam was expecting Lynn at the time.
1958, wasn't it?
58. It must have been.
Because I was 19. I was just. He was. He died in the May, as I was 19, didn't he? He was going on
Lynn
50,
was,
so it was 59.
Lynn was, February, March, April. Lynn was about 2.5 months old when Dad died. And I can remember we took Lynn into the... hospital to see him. And I don't know whether he ever realised it was his granddaughter. Tom. And... That was... I don't know whether he ever really realised he'd got a granddaughter. So he didn't see it. He was only 50. But them days, to us, it seemed old, but I'm 70 now. So it's just one thing that happens in life, isn't it? And then Lynn was a few months old when we went to Holland. We took Mum over. We went with Mum over there. That was the first time we went to Holland. And I remember, of course, Jance was there, so everywhere we went, Jance came with us. And so she was always the interpreter for us. She was a family link as far as we were concerned. And that was the first time we went to see her grandparents. But we went several times. Every couple of years or so we went over there till the children were that much out. Well, till last time we went with Lynn and Martin and their two children with the family. And that was, we haven't been over there since.